Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of Prophet or the misconception we intend to clear today, it relates to one of the marriages of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, it is alleged generally that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha when she was only 8 or 9 years old, and therefore this stands a very this is something very very objectionable. Now, it needs to be understood that there is some alternative evidence which has been brought forth by some researchers of recent times, and they have tried to establish that this is absolutely wrong, that Aisha was 8 or 9 years old when she got married in Medina. The evidence which these people have presented, of course, relates directly is from the Muslim history books, and it, of course, needs to be seen directly by our viewers. If they find time, of course, they should read the books of these authors. I am referring in particular to Habibur Rahman Kandalvi and to Hakim Niaz Ahmed. Their books, of course, are available in the market, and people need to have recourse to them if they want to study this whole issue in detail. But here I'd like to just present a few details that these people have presented so that our viewers are able to engage in a very brief manner, that the alternative evidence is very strong, and it very, very clearly suggests that Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha was actually a 19-year-old girl or a lady when she got married to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. Now, one of the things which these people have presented is the fact that it is known in Muslim history. Muslim history books have recorded this very, very categorically, that Hazrat Asma radhiyallahu anha, who was the elder sister of Hazrat Aisha, was 10 years older to her. Now, Muslim history sources also record the fact that Hazrat Asma died in 73rd Hijrah, in the 73rd Hijrah, when she was 100 years old. Now, this would mean that at the time of Hijrah, Hazrat Asma would be 27 years old, and which, in other words, would mean that Hazrat Aisha, who was 10 years younger to her, would be 17 years old. And this, in other words, would mean that at the time of the marriage, which we know took place in the first Hijrah or the second Hijrah, she would have been 18 or 19 years old. So therefore, this is absolutely clear from these details that Hazrat Aisha, when she got married to the Prophet in Medina, she was 18 or 19 years old. Another thing which is presented by these researchers is that there is an incident mentioned in the Musnad of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, in which Hazrat Khawla radiyallahu anha came over to the Prophet when Hazrat Khadija had died. And of course, she wanted the Prophet to marry again because the children were very young. And she told the Prophet that there are two options in her mind. And one option is a virgin. For this, she used the word bikr. And the other option, she used the word sayyid, which means someone who's already married. And the Prophet asked her that who is the bikr in her mind, or who is the virgin in her mind. And she said, it's Aisha radhiyallahu anha. So here the argument is that the word bikr can only be used for a virgin who is of marriageable age. It cannot be used for a young girl who is 8 or 9 years of age. And for that particular age group, the proper Arabic word is jariya. So if the word is used, the word used by Hazrat Khawla is bikr, it cannot be applied to an 8 or 9 year old girl. And this shows that she was, Aisha was a lady of marriageable age at the time of her rukhsati or marriage with the Prophet Muhammad in the first or second Hijrah. Another thing which is presented by these people is the fact that there is also another incident which is recorded in our history books, and that is that Hazrat Abu Bakr, who of course we know is the father of Hazrat Aisha, we know that he had engaged Hazrat Aisha with the son of Mutam. And 8 years before the migration to Medina, Hazrat Abu Bakr decided to migrate to Abyssinia. It was at that time that Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu went to Mutam and said that since he is going to Abyssinia, he would like to marry off Aisha. He would like to consummate the engagement. And he requested that Mutam should ask his son to marry Aisha, whose engagement had already taken place earlier. At this, Mutam refused. He said that he would not like this marriage to take place because Abu Bakr had converted to Islam. And so therefore, this marriage was called off. Now, it needs to be understood that if Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu went to Mutam in 8 years before the migration to Medina, this would mean that at that time, that Aisha would be a lady of marriageable age. Of course, only if we regard her to be of marriageable age, would it be very, very proper for Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu to go to Mutam and ask him to marry off his son with him. Of course, the engagement had already taken place. So this absolutely negates the notion that Aisha was 8 or 9 years old at the time of migration to Medina, because we already know that 8 years before the migration to Medina, when, as I said earlier, Abu Bakr was migrating to Abyssinia. At that time, he had gone to Mutum and asked him to finalize the marriage. So in the light of this evidence, it would be absolutely wrong to conclude that Hazrat Aisha was 8 or 9 years old at the time of the migration to Medina. As I said, she was of marriageable age, if this incident is taken into consideration, when Abu Bakr, 8 years before the migration to Medina, when he was migrating to Abyssinia, had gone and asked Mutum to finalize the marriage. So these are some of the incidents which these people have mentioned, these researchers have mentioned and brought out and said that in the light of this evidence, it becomes absolutely evident that not only the narratives which say that Aisha رضي الله عنها was 9 years old when she got married to the Prophet, but there are other narratives who strongly suggest that she was actually 19 or 20 years old when this marriage took place in Medina in the first or second Hijrah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات